RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hi, my name is Iki Levy. I'm the president and the owner of Sultan Symbols, which are the finest symbols handmade in Turkey. And I would like to talk on behalf of Bradley Dean, which is one of our artists. And he's with us, I believe, for 5 years already. And he's a loyal endorser and is a very fine player. And I'm very happy to have him with us.
Hi, this is...
Wow, that was really cool. That was Iki Levy. I didn't hear that one. That was really cool. Iki, we actually met him at the NAMM show in California, mm-hmm. where all the rock stars get together.
Yep. They get together ready to get the gospel from Junkyard Prophet.
That's exactly, and that's, yeah. by the way, we have that on film if you'd like to see that.
Right at the YouTube page, and I'm not sure which.
I would go to You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide, international.com, and check that out. And you'll see on there us actually pink and blueing gospel tracks mm-hmm. to these supposed rock stars who are wide open for the gospel of Jesus Christ. But anyways, aside of that, we're talking about reaping and sowing, and I got a little bit of a surprise for everybody. That is listening to the radio show, because you guys are, what's going to happen here, folks, is you're going to actually witness the transformation of Jake, the other guy. How do I say this? It's scary stuff, folks. Anybody out there, for those that didn't know, Coca-Cola back in the day when it first turned over the century, do you guys know that they actually had real cocaine inside of Coca-Cola?
Sigmund Freud was part of that one.
Okay, and so people started getting addicted to that, right? Now we have caffeine. But what's even scarier than that is when I give a Coca-Cola, this is my surprise to Jake, I'm going to give him a chilled and his wife is lagging, and I just got done telling her to have it in here right now. But anyways, in saying that, I told her to have the Cokes in here, and I want you guys to see and notice the transformation. So you hear Jake, the other guy, he's just kind of a, you know, kind of boring, drab, kind of a drag. Where's Bradley? Kind of always goes through your head when you're listening to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, well, when Jake has this Coca-Cola, things are going to change. So, Jake, there's your Coca-Cola.
All right.
You go ahead and sip it up, sir. All right. Yep, there's a cheers. Coca-Cola. Okay, I want you guys
really
to witness this,
transformation, brother.
Folks. This is scary.
This is from Mexico.
As a matter of fact, I feel sorry for his wife tonight because he's going to want to talk till 6 o'clock. In the morning.
There's nothing like a Coca-Cola.
Is that stuff great or what?
It tastes great.
Oh, by the way, this is the Mexican version.
This is no high fructose corn syrup here, baby. This is sugar cane.
It's the real deal.
Sugar.
So I may as well just give the reins up of the show right now to give it over to Jake. But folks, last hour, in all seriousness, he is drinking a Coca-Cola right now. So this is... That's right. It's going to be... That's right.
Oh, I thought Norman Bates was in the house.
I think he's going to be in just a couple of minutes. Jake is now, right now, folks, he just took about a quarter of the Coca-Cola. He drank that much. So right now, he is ascending to the heights.
It doesn't take long either.
Give him a couple more minutes, and then I'll let him talk, okay? As promised, I was going to talk about the good, bad, and the unrighteous. And I want you to check this out really quick because, folks, did you guys know that at the beginning of our country, George Washington, if you ever read his writings, he was very much a Christian man. I mean, he understood the law. He understood grace, mercy, faith. He understood the blood of Christ, which is spoken of over 444 times. If it's not in the New Testament, it's in the Old Testament, symbolic of the blood of Christ in any sacrifice. But he was so savvy to the Word of God. And it's interesting about George Washington, too, is some people say those guys aren't as smart as what we are today. Yeah, no. They established our country. They're not losing our country like your brainiacs today, folks, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to those that are wise guys and, you know, stand back with a froward mouth. Yeah. I'm talking about these guys really had it going on. But did you know that they said that George Washington was a deist? Isn't it interesting that George Washington, the supposed deist, talking about the good, bad, and the unrighteous, do you know that he said morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles? And he also said that you cannot govern the world without God and the Bible. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. And by the way, they used to teach this up until 1962 in public schools, his farewell address. Okay? He said, no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of man more than the people of the United States. You're right. We cannot. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and a free government can more auspiciously commence. Who did he give credit to? Jesus Christ. When he was talking to the Indians, what did he tell them to do? It would be wise for them to what? Learn the religion of Jesus Christ. Okay? Because in America, for the most part, they already knew that.
Mm-hmm. I want to bring up something, too, is that he defended the country, secured liberty through war, and ran the country 2 terms as the president with a 7th grade education. And with that education, this is what he understood.
I wonder where he got his credentials.
As simple as
school of hard knocks, just like the disciples did.
He got some serious credentials. The hand of providence has been so, and this is a 7th grade education that brought this type of revelation, folks. The hand of providence has been so conspicuous in all this that he must be worse than an infidel mm-hmm. that lacks faith, and more than wicked that has not gratitude enough to acknowledge his obligations to his creator. George Washington, a letter.
Well, you just
August
kind of broke 20, into that one, didn't you, without permission?
Oh, I just thought we were
no,
talking
what's
about
happening
George Washington.
Here? Come on, let's call it for what it is. It's the Coca-Cola.
It helps.
Yeah, you're getting. Are you ascending? Are you in the clouds yet?
I'm getting really close. I think one more gulp, I will be.
Okay, we'll get there.
I'm really being serious.
Let's go to the next one: the good, bad, and the unrighteous. Martin Luther King. What about Martin Luther King? He's one of my favorites, by the way. He was called a communist. How absolutely ridiculous, folks. Well, the problem with that is he was a Baptist preacher. And a preacher's job, of course, as Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, is to slay sin, to break the bands of wickedness, not to enslave, but to set them free. That's what preachers do, folks. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said. Liberty is only found in what the law permits. The Son came to make us free, and free indeed we are if we follow him and do what he tells us to do. In obedience. That's right. That is the justification of faith for the modern professor, in case you didn't know. So Martin Luther King Jr., was he a communist? He was, in fact, the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you guys remember Eric Liddell or Little? Some know him as both. Eric Liddell of Scotland refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which his faith taught him would violate the Sabbath. Number 4. Of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's not done for self. It's servile. Heart to God, hand to man. And this he knew. It wasn't to be done for himself. But what did the people of his country label Eric Liddell or Liddell as? Because he obeyed his God? They labeled him as a traitor because he obeyed God. However, Liddell or Liddell managed to negotiate an unheard of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter for which he had not trained. Later in the week, Liddell or Liddell won that race and was showered with Olympic glory. Why? Because he obeyed and honored God, not because he dishonored. He converted that whole country and showed them how hypocritical they were for disobeying the God that he was obeying.
He bore the shame for a moment, but then God vindicated. There's a movie, The Chariots of Fire, after him.
All right, Coca-Cola, slow down.
I'm trying to get in before the break's over.
All right, just hang on a second, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about Benedict Arnold. Everybody thought that Benedict Arnold was a patriot. You're going to be amazed. And by the way, if you're in Minnesota, I'm talking to what I seen in the Capitol that rocked. Well, actually, the
prayer did rock the Capitol, though, that's for sure.
Coca-Cola is starting to take effect on me. I think I'm beyond the stars now, but I don't know. What's going on with that stuff?
I don't know, but it's good bubbly stuff.
Do you like it?
Bubbly water.
The Mexican version is better, isn't it?
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show. Actually, I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley and Jake on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
That guy actually is a professor at Liberty University College in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yes.
He's the real stuff. By the way, he just did an article in Washington Post, and it was awesome. It was awesome. He's telling the church to get out there and don't worry about these clowns on the left that have been trying to scare you into submission. And the only reason you've been scared into submission is because you're in sin, sir or ma'am.
That's right. That's right. And, folks, I'd encourage you to read that. You can go again to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And on that page, there's SOL Media. And you can find Matt Barber's Onward Christian Soldiers, Preachers Mustn't Shy Away from Pulpit Politics. This was an article in the Washington Times. Great article. Encourage you to go visit that.
Okay, now we're talking about the good, the bad, and the unrighteous. How's that Coke, by the way, Jake?
It's very good. Tastes very well, too. It's better than the... Well, it's good.
It's better than the average bear. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think we're Nixon. Like, doesn't stop have looking the at me like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all right.
I'm okay. Yeah. Stop looking at me like that.
Benedict Arnold, folks. People thought that Benedict Arnold, boy, dude, did he have a honker on him.
Oh, really?
Did you ever see his profile?
French or something, huh?
He looked like Pinocchio times five. Maybe that's why people thought he was a patriot, because he always led the way through that big honker of his.
We go this way.
What about Benedict Arnold again? Everybody thought that he was a patriot, yet when in fact, when he was exposed, the light was shown upon his darkness. He was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. God is always working that light to bring to judgment,
Amen.
Isn't he?
Amen.
Always. What about Ben Franklin? One of the least religious signers of our Constitution, by the way, he'd be at the upper echelon of Christians if you wanted to categorize them today as one of the most fiery Christians. Mm-hmm. As the governor of Pennsylvania, he issued statewide prayer proclamations. He recommended Christianity in public schools. He was a financial supporter of one of the Great Awakening preachers, George Whitefield. Ben Franklin boosted church attendance, and he also called for chaplains and daily prayer at the constitutional conventions. Talking about the good, bad, and the unrighteous. What about Jesus Christ? They said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Not a good business to get into, folks. We were talking about reaping and sowing earlier. Jesus answered in John 8 through 49. He said, I'm not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I seek not my own glory. Not my own glory. Mm-hmm. See, men think like there's something wrong with you when you're not in it for something.
Yeah.
When you tell the truth to them, don't trust that guy. Mm-hmm. I don't trust him. Just like this senator a couple weeks ago, you know, I'm cordial to him, but I'm careful of him.
Cordially careful, that's right.
I mean, who's the snake slithering around
cordial.
In the ground?
Oh, whoops.
Who's the one that doesn't want to stand up because he might get a little ridicule? But you better be careful. What about David? David said this, King David, he said, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries. Why did they hate David? Because of his love. Why did they hate Christ? Because of his love. He said in verse 5, they rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Wow. Here, let me exemplify that just a little bit. It says in the book of Proverbs 28, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Do you hear that? That's hard love, but it's real love. Because it pushes you and it exhorts you into the call that God has had. Or quickens you by the grace given unto you by the Holy Ghost. To those that are dead in sins, that's what grace is for. Read Ephesians 2. But it always pushes you harder, just like a faithful coach does. And yet they hated him for his love. Now that's what's happening today, is because the right
love
has failed to love according to Christ's resurrected standard. Now the world is saying love is hate and hate is love. Whose fault is that?
Yeah.
See, now like when you tell the truth, they're trying to say or trying to make it politically correct that it's hate when you tell them the truth. No, it's love. And real love sets men free. What of Elijah? He was labeled the troubler of Israel. I love this. And it came to pass when Ahab, the wicked king, saw Elijah, the righteous prophet, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed Balaam. Who is the bad guy, folks?
That's right.
Ahab.
Yeah. And who called him troubler? The government established.
That's exactly right. What about Jeremiah? What did the people say of him? They said, go prophesy somewhere else. What was Jeremiah doing? See, today the modern day prophet, if he's even prophesying by the spirit of prophecy... Well, he's got to make sure everybody loves him. He's got to make sure that he can channel people so he can control them.
Ooh.
He's got to make sure you put some coins in the cup, as I've heard them say. But what did they say of Jeremiah, talking about the good, bad, and the unrighteous? They said, come, let's devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue. Let's lie about him. Let's create stories about him. And let us not give heed to any of his words. Does that sound familiar, Minnesota? Does that sound familiar, you hypocritical politicians? You hypocritical conservatives? Does that sound familiar? Oh, you know it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know it does. Oh, where's the love? Where's the love, Bradley? Where's the love? Where's your love? You want me to kick out the stats again for you and ask you where your love is? As the kids are eating the pill
That's
of
right.
your counterfeit, fiend, dissimulative love? Don't ask me where my love. Mine is always in a demonstration. Where's yours? You huddled up with you and your buddies at some restaurant talking about those that are actually telling the truth?
Yep.
Yeah, that's where you're at. What of Paul? What about Paul, who was called a mover of sedition? The guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, folks. For we have found this man to be a pestilent fellow, said the religious hypocrites, the Pharisees, the religious pukes of the day. And a mover of sedition among the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also hath gone out to profane the temple. I didn't see Paul going around trying to get accolades from the people or merit from the people or bring praise to himself. He always did it for Christ. Maybe they didn't read or understand 2 Corinthians 11. talking about the good, bad, and the unrighteous. What about the disciples? It was said in the book of Acts.
That means acting?
Acts.
Doing something.
Here, you know what?
Not like acts you cut a tree down.
No.
With. We're talking about
doing
some acts.
You know all the religious hype, Jake? Isn't it just sickening? You know, why don't you go and direct the book of Acts in verse.
Oh, that's right.
Chapter 29. 29. Yeah. Yeah. And you
we're going to make history today.
Yeah. History makers.
History makers.
World changers.
We're
going
to change the world.
Yeah. And you know what they forgot to do? They forgot
anything?
To act.
That's right.
They're believers who don't believe. Yeah. Believe is a verb. Yeah. Act means to exert power. Exert power to drive, to urge, to lead, to do, to perform, to bring about change is what the book of Acts did. That's what real Christianity does. But what did the world say about the disciples? They turned the world upside down. No, America, the disciples turned the world right side up in the sight of God. It glorified God. And look at the trouble and the persecution around the disciples. And they did it all for me and you. I say this,
right.
Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good." And I speak to the conservatives. I speak to the professing patriots. By the way, for all those antinomianists out there, they have no regard for the law. They want the law of God abrogated. I want to say this to you. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. Now, how do you reconcile that with your hypocrisy? Oh, you don't know what I said on the radio, Bradley. Oh, you don't know. You know, I told that guy over there as he's sitting in the bar having a drink. Do you think God's going to honor that? Do you think that God just overlooks the fact that these conservatives, some of these people, I know I'm talking to somebody, they hold the truth and unrighteousness and they think God is going to justify their iniquity? You have got to be kidding me, folks. You can't hold the truth in unrighteousness. You can't hold the truth and do the wrong thing and expect God to bless it. No, you have to do the right thing coupled with your faith. It's called obedience to Christ, right? We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unrighteous. Now, folks, when we come back, because we've been doing food for thought, I love this stuff, and I know you do too. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the candidates, Ron Paul, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann. We're going to try to do this within the time allotted. Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, I already said. And you have who? Michelle Bachmann. Okay, we're going to talk about them, but we're going to talk about the moral foundation rather than the golden calf about we need jobs.
Guess
what, folks?
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Collapse
vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't woman... On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Thank you, Brian. American Family Association, he's a hitter.
Yes.
He really is.
You know that by his enemies.
President James Garfield, by the way, he was a preacher back in 1876. He said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, America, the culture, and the morality of that nation, it is because they did not aid in controlling the political forces. I love that.
Here's the responsibility right back to...
Okay, now where did he get that from? Deuteronomy 17 says this in verse 18, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write a copy of this law.
There's that law again!
It just keeps getting in the way. I love the law. Oh, how love I thy law, it's my meditation all the day long, said King David. And Paul said something very similar in the book of Romans 7. He said, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God. Not diabolical fear, but as a son to a father. To keep all the words of this law in these statutes, to do them. What's the purpose of government? To enforce what, Jake?
Yep. To protect the people's rights, to secure them.
Thank you.
Enforcing the law which does that.
Verse 20, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. See, folks, let me tell you something. The way the President of the United States is treated on a daily basis, it's way out there. This is monarchy. He is not to be treated like a king. Folks, he's to be respected as the President of the United States. Yes, indeed, he is. But he's not to be treated the way that he's being treated. Like he can do no wrong. Like he's not in any way subjected to the will of the people.
That's right.
Absolutely, he is.
That's why we honor him, is because he represents the suffrage of the people.
Not this way, where he's walking across the street and he's got 50 guys. Why back in the 50s did our president used to walk up and down the streets, Mr. Truman, shaking people's hands? He would go for walks or go jogging.
Yeah.
But now they're being treated like they get helicopter rides in and out. I'll tell you why. Because they're not working for the people anymore.
Right. They represent interests.
That's right.
And so what the reason we would honor a president, I wasn't meaning that this president in particular, but the reason that we do honor a president is for this and this alone. Because he represents the people's suffrage. In truth, we're honoring ourselves by honoring a president who upholds our Constitution. That's why we're doing it. And that's important because that is a seat of power. It's a form of power through our government system. And it must be respected so long as it lies under the power of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
That's right. And that's who they are subject to and foremost. Folks, if they can't be faithful to God, let me ask you something. How in the world are they ever going to be faithful to you?
Yeah. The God who sees all things, they're not going
to
be faithful
to
him.
Totally. And I say that to the wives, too.
Yep.
Wives, if your husband doesn't love God with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, how is he ever going to be faithful to you?
That's right.
It doesn't work. It's the love of God that's been shed abroad in his heart. He has to love God first and foremost, and then you as his own flesh. And it goes both ways. Cool. Rick Santorum. I'll kick him off real quick. On the issue of abortion, God said in Proverbs 6 that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. He said this, said Rick Santorum, talking about the candidates, no abortions even in case of rape. He said one violence is enough. Mm-hmm. Good for him. Civil rights, no polygamy, no gay marriage. Repeal, don't ask, don't tell. Punish behavior. Now, I'm curious, why would Rick Santorum want to punish the behavior of homosexuality? Because he understands the law,
that's right,
said Rick Santorum.
Mm-hmm. And morality.
He voted yes on constitutional ban of same-sex marriage, talking about the moral issues rather than the golden calf. He voted on adding sexual orientation to the definition of hate crimes. He voted no on that.
I was going to say,
And by the way, since when, America, the topic, they have you asking the wrong questions, therefore they're giving you the wrong answers. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do what you let them get away with, and guess what they're doing? Just that. Why is every candidate running on the Republican side or the ticket or the party, why are they all talking about serving people by creating jobs? Mm-hmm. Why, folks? It's not their job to do that.
Yeah, they actually can't do that. If they do, then they're going outside.
What are they all running on, Jake?
Jobs.
For the most part, but we're hitting moral issues here, okay?
Yep.
Crime, voted no on replacing death penalty with life imprisonment. Voted yes on limiting death penalty appeals. On education, he said, our education system doesn't serve the customer. He said, expose kids to legitimate debate of evolution and creationism. That's right. Mm-hmm. By the way, up until 1968, it was illegal to teach evolution in public schools. Drugs, voted yes on increasing penalties for drug offenses. Good for him. See, when you enforce the laws of the land,
that's right,
you create fear in the people not to commit the crime. Mm-hmm. That's what good judges do, folks. Rick Santorum voted yes on spending international development funds on drug control. On gun control, he voted yes on prohibiting lawsuits against gun manufacturers. Good for him. When a crime is committed, folks, you don't throw the gun in jail. You throw the person that made the choice to commit the crime in jail.
That's right. He's the criminal.
But when you begin to think that way, you begin to think, in a sense, of a sick European New World Order mindset.
Yeah.
Rick Santorum on gun control voted no on background checks at gun shows. He voted yes on more penalties for gun and drug violations. Good for him. He's got it in perspective, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Healthcare, Rick Santorum. Private sector insurance works, even for Medicare. Mandatory inoculations of children is wrong. It's illegal, too, by the way. Federal government has no business mandating inoculations.
Nor does the state government.
No, none. Zero.
It's not their jurisdiction. It's the families.
That's right. They're your kids, folks.
That's right.
He said he wanted to suspend Obamacare on health care, talking about Rick Santorum. And Homeland Security, he said war against Islamic fascism will be won or lost in America. He's exactly right. But let me say this. Let me put it into perspective for you. Because Hitler did what we're seeing today in this country. James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into our country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. The only question I have for you, America, is why is your government asking you to give up your rights, and why are they asking you to give up your guns in a supposed time of terror? Is it created? You see this on a global scale, folks. Why? Who's winning the game? How come everybody's losing except the terrorists? Isn't that interesting, folks? You just got to think a little bit. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who said that? The father of our Constitution, who what? What did he do? He cut the cords between us and a tyrant. Who would know better than him, right? Rick Santorum voted yes on reauthorizing the Patriot Act. Some good, some bad. He voted yes on extending the Patriot Act's wiretap provision. Some good, some bad. Why? Who is it working for? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jake. Next candidate.
The next candidate is Michelle Bachmann, and I do get updates from a variety of different folks and sources, and this is one from Michelle Bachmann. I want you folks to listen to this because most people know Michelle Bachmann as a moral champion. Some of the work that she did in the state of Minnesota had to deal with morality, education, etc. This is her talking points today. October is upon us, and as I have great news to share, our campaign's momentum continues to grow, blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, the road ahead of us will not be easy, and I need your support. We all know the challenges we face. Immorality? Because immorality is directly tied to economics. No, she says unemployment is as high as it has been in decades. Yep. Deficit spending under President Obama has spiraled out of control. Gas prices have doubled since President Obama took it. The devil's in office and we need to get him out, and I'm just the person to get there to bring back jobs to America. No!
Yeah.
I would encourage Ms. Bachmann to return to her first love, if you will.
Thank
Be true
you.
To the, that which put her in the position where she's in right now.
Yeah, people are looking for leadership right
Moral
now,
Moral leadership.
They're not looking to you to mimic Rick Perry and Mitt Romney.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're not.
No, they're not.
This is where she's losing
love,
the game.
Too.
No,
that's
it
right.
is.
That's right.
Why don't you get back to what you originally stood for? Because that's why people loved you in the first place,
that's
Michelle.
Right. That's how you got there. That's right.
Be and it was because of the moral issues mm-hmm. of the day, mm-hmm. not you creating the golden calf.
Yep. She wasn't cowardly enough to not say something.
No, and she still isn't. And I believe
exactly.
that she still has the
still
goods, but she has to stand up and do what she originally
that's right.
did.
That's right. And we are there to hold her feet to the fire, just like every other candidate that we're talking about today. Michelle Bachmann, abortion. She voted yes on banning federal health coverage.
Has
that
no
includes
business
abortion.
Being there. Amen.
Doesn't.
Good
that's
for her.
Nice. Prohibit transporting minors across state lines for abortions.
Oh, I would say so, yeah.
No, most of this is just so common sense. Like, you mean somebody actually voted yes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bar funding for abortion under federal Obamacare plans.
Yeah.
Prohibit federal funding for groups like Planned Parenthood.
Look at this point of reference here. Obama's plan.
Yeah.
Now, folks, the question, again, let me ask you the question. Who does Obama work for? It shouldn't be his plan. It should be our plan.
That's right. Or his party. He works for us. Civil rights are grant the preborn equal protection under the 14th Amendment.
Amen.
Civil rights. I support federal and state marriage amendments.
Amen.
Keep don't ask, don't tell in. Authored constitutional amendment defining marriage here in the state of Minnesota in November 2006. For crime, voted no on enforcing against anti-gay hate crimes. Folks, crime is hate. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a stinking hate crime.
They're trying to turn the criminal into the righteous into
the
criminal.
Into the criminal,
that's
right.
It's like Look saying, what's going on over in England, folks.
It's like saying, that's a crime.
Yeah. A guy last week walked in, a homosexual walked into a coffee bar in England, and he said because the guy had the Bible scrolling screen mm-hmm. that he was under violation, so he reported him as hate. That's where it's going, folks, if you allow this garbage to go on. Praise God, people are waking up. You got Bradley and Jay coming right back. What are you doing?
Tear down this wall.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with its generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Now, Ray Comfort, by the way, thank you for that. Ray Comfort's the guy that will answer his phone. Mm-hmm. You want to see a man of integrity?
That's right.
I mean, I've said this before and I'll say it again. You got people, 50 people in their church.
Yeah,
it takes you about 2 or 3 weeks for them to get back to you. It's pretty incredible, but this guy answers his phone. Exodus 18, 19 through 23 says this, "Hearken unto me, listen carefully unto my voice, and I will give you counsel. You shall teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God," that's the first qualification, "men of truth" is the second, "hating covetousness" is the third, "hating gain," folks, "and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. And let them judge the people at all times. And if thou shalt do this thing in God, as God has commanded thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure and listen carefully. And all this people, when they are ruled by the law of liberty, shall also go to their place in peace."
That's right.
Boy, what would that like? What would that be like in America? So be ruled in a state, in a government that actually goes by and lives by their own rules.
That's right.
We would know peace.
Now, this is something different. Michelle Bachmann, I didn't even know this until I'm reading it right now. She promises to serve only one term as president. So she will relinquish the power of the presidency after one term, according to what she said.
George Washington is an incredible man.
That's right. He was an incredible man. Audit federal agencies to reinform or eliminate them. So she's going to do an audit on all
Boy,
of them.
You know what? If they did that, do you know how many people would be thrown in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they wouldn't just lose their job. They'd be in jail, folks.
Oh, but, you know, the average guy will say, that'll never happen.
Ah, that'll never
No, really what you're saying, if you align yourself with that kind of a comment, is I don't love my country enough to actually do something about it.
I want
to
go ice fishing anyways. Who cares?
That's right. Just go out there and just try to, you know, punch the hole
that's
in
right.
there. See if you can catch yourself a little crappie.
But, honey, it's summertime. Well, then I'll go duck hunting. If it flies, it dies, baby. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, boy, dude. Whoa. You might be like those WWF guys. Like Randy Macho Man, the other guy or something.
Yeah. Okay, require defining constitutional authority for every new law. What a revelation. Every law that gets passed, you have to have a constitutional authority. But you know what? She's stating the obvious.
But can I say this? Is it not true that instead of making all these amendments, you just undo their unlawfulness through policy?
Yeah.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Why all these procedures? And why all the waste of time?
There's no red tape. That's right.
I mean, what about Josiah? I mean, can you look at that guy? Yeah.
You didn't pass a statute for that, Josiah. What are you doing tearing down that high place? You can't do that.
No, come on, Gideon.
The people
what is your problem?
Oh, my goodness.
He's obeying God. Uh-oh, that traitor.
That's theocracy fruitcake.
That's got to be the theocracy.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Oh, jeez.
Separation. Give me a break.
I know. You know, speaking of separation of church and state, Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States. But he was also the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, man, that hypocrite.
He had some good separation.
Oh, he did, because he mandated the Bible and Watts hymnals in schools.
Wow.
Well, wasn't it in 1792 that Congress printed the first Bible?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
By congressional authority.
Yeah.
And then also after Jefferson penned that letter that wasn't used until 150 years after to contradict
Well, the ACLU itself. Had to lie to the American people and try to put fear in them somehow because they knew they had a bunch of pansies on their hands. I mean, there's only 340,000 pastors across the country.
That's right.
What are they doing?
I don't know. What are they thinking? American Civil
you know what they
Liars
need?
Union?
They need a Mexican version of a Coca-Cola.
That's for sure. And then the revelation will come. But after Jefferson penned that, 2 days later, he went to a church service in the Capitol Rotunda.
Yes.
Because he was so concerned about separating the church and state, he had to worship God in the state house.
Remember, separation of church and state, folks, is found in Article 52 of the Communist Manifesto. Remember the ACLU, listen to the name, American Civil Liberties Union, the one that's been promulgating the lie. For years, just keep in mind, the founder, Roger Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU is communism.
Not liberty?
You judge them by their fruit.
That's right.
But you know what? As Matt Barber just pointed out the other day, them days are coming to an end.
That's right. There's no more boogeyman garbage. USSR Constitution, Article 52, separation of church. Fight to uphold our Second Amendment rights. National cross-state standard. Yep, for concealed carry. Sorry, this is Michelle Bachmann. Banned gun registration and trigger lock law in Washington, D.C.
That's garbage, dude. Give me a break.
Hold on, Mr. Criminal. I just got to unlock this trigger lock quick, please.
Can I say in all seriousness, there have been horrific crimes of people doing just that very thing.
And you know,
because their guns were locked.
I just read an article because
it's about control, folks. It's not about
totally. That's the one step next to forget it. It's locked already. You don't even need it.
And I'll tell you how you really preserve that is deal with Eric Holder right now because they are calling for an impeachment.
Ooh, let's get rid of him.
Yeah.
Hey, he owned it. He's treason. Treason against his own people.
How many
we'll
cabinets does he have to be a part of before people finally figure out who he really is?
Yep.
All right. How many lies does it take for him to be found out to be a liar? One, not ten, and a bell goes off.
No.
All right, okay.
We don't need a statute for that either. Just one lie.
Okay.
There's a Georgia church. Or there's in
That's
the,
called perjury, isn't
in
it?
The state of Georgia, that is correct. In the state of Georgia, they were banning guns from churches. So this one guy steps up. He's suing the state for this law, separation of church and state, right? I mean, they're banning guns in churches. I thought they couldn't say anything about churches. But the point is he says to them, I just want the same right, or I just want the same opportunity that a criminal has. Isn't that sick?
Yeah.
The criminal's going to walk in with a gun and nobody's going to mess with them.
That's right.
But yet a righteous man, oh, you're righteous? No, you can't walk.
Dude, Stalin knew that. This is nothing new under the sun. Hitler did that. Mao Zedong, they all did
that. Right.
They are thinking when people are debating away their rights to bear arms, they know.
Yeah.
They already know you are the biggest fools in the world.
That's right.
Are they giving up their right to
defense.
Bear arms?
No. And they're not trying to protect
And
Bambi.
They're not asking, neither.
Healthcare. Envy. This is Michelle
What
Bachmann.
Did Lenin say? He knew that he can control 100 people with one armed soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Common sense. But you see the fools walking down the streets, proudly disarmed. What are they doing? They're highlighting themselves and they're advertising themselves for the next what? Criminal.
That's right.
Let's surrender guns.
Jump me. Just jump me.
I can't protect myself. I'll hug you and then you'll get better.
But I'm in total agreement with that, you know.
Healthcare. Ms. Bachman would like to end the idea that government should keep buying more stuff. Never force little girls to have HPV vaccines.
Yeah, no, really?
Boy, he's just been getting hammered for that, and I am so glad.
You know what? That was criminal on the part of any government official to mandate that upon any little girl.
Yep.
Anyway, that is, folks, that's criminal.
Yep. Obamacare is unconstitutional. I'm committed to its repeal.
It's dead in the water unless the Supreme Court picks it up.
Yep.
Okay.
No Miranda rights for terrorists. Expand Guantanamo. That could be a tricky situation.
I would say that you need to deal with the enemies within because they've already been called out 150 times, and you folks shouldn't be the ones being screened every time you go through an airport. It should be the terrorists,
right? That's right.
Yeah.
Voted yes on extending the Patriot Act's roving wiretaps. Voted no on requiring FISA warrants for wiretaps.
Okay. Real quick, Rick Perry, for the folks that are Rick Perry fans, I just want to say this. My personal belief is he's a Patriot plant. That's my personal opinion. He's too close to the Bushes not to be. But if you look at his record, it's pretty good. It's abortion only for rape. Civil rights, gay marriage is not protected. Judges will declare it so. Homosexuals are inappropriate role model for adolescent boys. Support principles embodied in the Equal Rights Amendment. See, some of it's kind of contradictory, so you got to be kind of careful. Amendment to prevent same-sex marriage. See, why do you need an amendment? It's just backwards. Crime. If you kill in Texas, this is great. This is where Rick is great.
That's right.
He said, if you kill in Texas, you will face ultimate justice.
That's right.
Every state should be saying that. But what you have is these leftist socialist whacks showing more sympathy for the criminal than the victim. And I'll tell you what, when you have those situations, you better deal with them socialist whacks. Mm-hmm. Because they're the problem. They'll let the criminal out again and again. Not three strikes and you're out. In other words, go out and commit two heinous crimes. But if you do it the third time, we're going to deal with you. Yeah. They're encouraging crime, folks. No, deal with them. Rick Perry on education, promotes school choice. Folks, that belongs to the state and it belongs to you, not the government. Say no to No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate. Gun control, individual right to keep bear in arms. He's totally for it. Healthcare, he made a mistake on using executive order for HPV. No, he just has been found out is what the deal is. And then if you look at Homeland Security, he said, glad Obama kept Gitmo open. America's safer because of it. That's Rick Perry.
Now we've got Ron Paul. He believes on the concept of abortion. He's delivered 4,000 babies, and assuredly, life begins at conception.
We got 30 seconds, Jake. We're going to have to pick this up again next week.
Definitely.
Is that going to be all right? Now, Carrie, you're going to play the right music this time? You know, Carrie was beating up herself because for the last break she played the end. And I stopped and I said, listen, do you want me to get you a hammer to beat yourself up? And I said, by the way, that's not your job. It's mine. All right? I do the beating up here. Church, I want to encourage you that the hammer is always what needs to be replaced, never the anvil. The church represents the anvil, okay? The hammer always needs to be replaced, never the anvil. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you next week. You have the Sons of Liberty. God bless and have a good week.